Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Uh-oh. Get in here. Get in here. Get in here. Everybody, get in here. It's time for a legendary show. All right. What's going on? What's popping, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are back with another video. I'm just trying to make sure I sound all right. Okay. Let me make sure. Boobs. Okay. Yeah. All right. So I just want to make sure that we sound pretty good. Are y'all here? All right. It's late. I know. But we in that thing. All right. So let's get into some things. We had a beautiful night tonight for some music. All the girls came in, popped out, and got into some things. So I'm going to open up the call-in line for y'all to get in here and call in and give y'all opinion. Tonight is just like the first initial reactions to the songs and, you know, what we thought, how we felt. And we're going to get into some things, and we're going to talk about it, all right? So I'm going to be honest with you. So we had Dream Doll. We had Megan Thee Stallion. We had Nicki Minaj and Polo G. We had Cardi B and the Migos. We had Doja Cat. So the first one I want to get into is, let's just start with Megan Thee Stallion. Let's start with Megan Thee Stallion. I think Megan Thee Stallion is everything. I'm trying to find, hold on, I'm trying to find the freaking thumbnail. Where is it at? Hold on, child. It just be, you know, things just start moving. Oh, here we go. Let's start with Megan Thee Stallion. Thought-ish. I mean, to me, easily, that's the hottest song of the night. Out of all the girls that dropped tonight, through the collabs, through all of that, I'm going with Megan Thee Stallion. Megan Thee Stallion is literally that girl. I am really becoming a fan of Megan Thee Stallion. The video, I liked it. It was a cute video. I mean, it's typical Megan Thee Stallion shaking ass. You know what I mean? You know, it was the politician, and she was like, I don't know what she was doing. I really couldn't even focus on that because I was trying to hear the lyrics. Now, two, the only thing about the video was, honestly, the video was all right for me. It was a bit distracting with all the cutouts and the side and the car zooming and just the background noise, a lot of background noise. So I couldn't actually get into the record. So what I ended up having to do is like look up the lyrics. And as they were loading, I was playing it on my Spotify account. And so I really liked the song coming through my speakers. Megan Thee Stallion, Thought-ish, is going to be a cute song for the summer. I'm already ready. I'm already dancing. I'm already moving. Megan Thee Stallion looks amazing. You can tell money is well spent on her. Budget is definitely there. Megan Thee Stallion is a baddie, okay? And I think we need to recognize that when we talk about up next, there's not really an up next because Megan Thee Stallion is still here. And she's relatively new. Like, so when we start having the conversation of up next, we have to first acknowledge that Megan Thee Stallion was the up next and is the current reigning up next. You know what I'm saying? So I don't feel like it's time for her to be moved out of the way. I mean, she's honestly just getting started. And so Megan Thee Stallion, it's literally Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj. That's just what it is. Megan Thee Stallion is very much so that girl. The video, the song, it was cute. I'm a Megan Thee Stallion fan. She did her thing. And I can't even hate. Nicki Minaj and Polo G. I don't get excited about Nicki Minaj releases anymore. I don't get excited for Nicki Minaj drops because I'm not. Nicki Minaj is going. This is literally right now. This is Nicki Minaj's Little Kim era. Nicki Minaj is going down. Okay. I don't know if you guys want to believe it or what, but this, see, when we talk about artistry and things like this, and, you know, there is one thing to be able to write, right? So being able to write is very important. Being able to really be able to rap is very important. But another thing that is very, 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 very important, and I think that we should acknowledge that being able to continue to elevate and be creative is also just as important as being able to write a rap. Nicki Minaj lacks creativity. And she is no longer evolving. I believe she's tired. That's just a fact. That's just the facts. Polo G is talented. The song, actually, I think it's cute, honestly. I mean, it's a cool, chill ride vibe. I mean, I don't hate it. I don't hate the record. I'm not going to sit here and say that the record is trash because I don't hate the record. The record is not trash. The record is chill. It's nothing to wow about, but I'll definitely throw it on the playlist. I'll definitely, you know, ride to it this summer, you know, chill and drink a cooler on the beach somewhere. You know what I mean? I don't hate the record. I honestly didn't hate anybody's record tonight. I'm happy that everybody dropped. There was no record that I literally hated tonight. But Nicki Minaj, she's just not inspired anymore. She's just a bit of a snooze fest at this point. There's nothing new that we're going to get from Nicki Minaj. She's not going to pull out anything crazy. There's no excitement. What you see from Nicki is what you're going to get, the bare minimum. You're going to get selfies in your house. Like, you're not getting anything extra from Nicki Minaj. You're not getting any huge rollouts. You're not getting mass creativity. I just don't see her doing it. I just don't feel like she has the wherewithal, the energy, the want. She just does not exude that she gives a darn at this point. I'm just not seeing it. I don't know about you, but I'm not seeing it. Doja Cat. Let's talk about Doja Cat for a minute. What's the name of Doja Cat's song? I don't know, but it came out. First of all, here's the thing. I will tell you guys again and again. Doja Cat should not be in this category. Beautiful song, by the way. I'm going to chill and listen to that when I'm riding in my car, trying to get through traffic, maybe going to work or going to the mall or just, you know, just chilling. I'm not listening to that at a party, maybe at like a kickback. But I don't want to hear that out. I don't know. Doja Cat, Doja Cat is very talented, but I just don't think that this is her realm. I don't know. Maybe I just don't know where to place her. To me, I'm not going to say that the song was trash. It was cool. It was great. But Megan Thee Stallion, if we're talking rap song, I'm going with Megan Thee Stallion. She excited me song-wise the most. And then the next person that excited me was Cardi B. Doja Cat does not excite me when it comes to hip-hop. Doja Cat, I get more excited with Doja Cat when it comes to creativity. Doja Cat does a lot of singing. That's just what she does, okay? And it was good. The album art was great. Probably the best album, probably the best cover art for the single that out of everybody, you know what I mean? It was good. I think that her Planet Her album will be very much so a vibe for those girls that like that kind of energy from her. I'm probably listening to it, you know what I mean? But I, at the end of the day, Doja Cat to me is still not hip hop. It's more pop. That's just my opinion. Cardi B. I'm going to be honest with you. I love Cardi B. Love Cardi B, love Cardi B, Cardi B, love Cardi B. I didn't need to hear her on Amigos record. A lot of people got mad at me because I said that. I don't care to hear Cardi B do a collab with Amigos ever again. And I did not like the song. I think the Migos record actually with Cardi B feature on it is actually trash. I don't ever have to listen to that song again. The only thing I did like was Cardi B's verse. She came in there skating like she was giving Queen a rap vibe. Like, you can tell Cardi B is confident now. She understands that she is the head girl. She knows that she has took the crown. She just ain't said it yet, but Cardi B knows that she's the queen of hip-hop rap, female rap right now. She knows that. You can hear it in her rap. You can hear it in the energy. She's getting more confident. She did what needed to be done and gave what needed to be given. However, the record was trash. It's no tea. The record itself as a whole was trash. It's no shade. It's no shade. I'm not going to sit here, you know, and I love Cardi B, but that record is trash. I didn't like it. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Chow, we have to talk about it. Another thing I want to get into, Dream Doll. Another trash record. And it's not bad. But it only becomes trash when you try to put her in the likes of a Doja Cat, a Cardi B, a Megan Thee Stallion, and Nicki Minaj. Dream Doll does not compare. There's no way that Dream Doll should be in this lineup as if she's artistically as talented, that she can deliver, and it's just, she's consistent enough. Dream Doll should not be in this. But for some reason, y'all keep trying to push Dream Doll as hip-hop. Like, I mean, I get it. She is hip-hop. But y'all try to push her as she's like one of the elites or one of the top tier girls. She is not top tier. Why are we trying to push Dream Doll as top tier? She is not top tier. She still has things to work on. I listened to this record. It still doesn't even sound mixed and mastered properly. This record that Dream Doll, the Trials record, doesn't even sound well. It don't even sound injured like it was engineered right. You know what I mean? So please, I'm not saying that Dream Doll is completely garbage, because that's not the truth. Dream Doll is not garbage. Dream Doll is talented, but she's not top tier. We cannot have Dream Doll is not in the conversation of Nicki Minaj, Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion. Dream Doll is not in that conversation, and we need to stop pretending that Dream Doll is in that conversation, because she's not at all. And it's sending me that we keep trying to make it like Dream Doll is a part of that conversation. She's not. The next person that tells me that Dream Doll is a part of that conversation, I swear to God, I'm blocking you. I don't care if we're friends. I don't care if we're not friends. Delete me. Don't follow me. Unsubscribe. Block. Because she's not a part of the conversation. I would rather leave Doja Cat a part of the conversation than Dream Doll. Does that mean I'm saying a Dream Doll is just trash and can't rap? No, but she's not a part of the conversation. You could have put Sweetie a part of the conversation before you could have put Dream Doll. I don't know. Those are just my thoughts, Chell. She's just not there yet. Give her some time. She'll get there, but just not yet. All right. I've done my ranting. Let's take some calls. 563-999-3658. I'm going to know what you guys think. We're not going to be here all night because I know it's late. All right. Let's see. 6125.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi.
How you doing?
Oh, hey, I know this voice. What you got? I'm interested. Yeah, I'm interested to see your take on all of this. Let's get into it.
Okay, yeah, because I have some different opinions than I usually have. Well, I'm going to say I wasn't blown away by any of them. I'm gonna start with Dream Doll, I guess, the least hype, and then work my way up. Dream Doll, you said everything that needs to be said. She's a talented person, but she's just not there yet. And just next to these girls, it's just not. It's not going to do her any favors. So there's that. But I'm not trying to hate on her. She needs to keep working. Cardi B. I agree. I actually liked her on the song, and she came in with a lot of confidence. I've been trying to like Cardi B more, but I agree with you. I never need to hear Cardi B with the Migos ever again. She's a solo artist to me, and I'd rather hear her by herself or with someone above her level, not below it. But she may not be writing these raps, but she is coming in with a lot of confidence. So I'm going to give that to her. Doja Cat. I like Doja Cat a lot. And I have to listen to this song again. I do disagree with you what you say. This song is going to go hard in the clubs. I mean, like, you're gay, I'm gay. They play this type of stuff all the time.
They play
this type of music in the clubs all the time. And I think it's going to be a hit. It's a lot. It's very pretty.
It's long,
but
too.
A lot. It is long. And it was like, and I was like, okay, girl, like, breathe, like, you know, take your time, bring me into the song. But cover art is amazing. Maybe the video will make me feel better about it. The last thing I want to say about Doja Cat, though, I still think, no matter what, she keeps being put into these conversations of hip hop, and I know you disagree with it, but, you know, Kanye and Drake and Nicki did so much work over these past 10 years plus to really expand what hip hop is. So even if you don't believe she's hip hop, we got to stop thinking hip hop is just what Megan Thee Stallion is giving. Because
I can agree with that. And I think the only reason why I fight so hard with that, because I feel like people take Doja Cat and try to use her as a means to discredit girls like Meg that are able to break through boundaries and with just straight rap. You know what I mean? Maybe Meg is not as artistic as Doja, but don't discredit the fact that this girl is doing her motherfucking thing as just a rapper. You know what I mean? And so that's just,
yes,
I still want to hold on to the essence of that. You know what I mean?
You know, for the longest time, I echoed those sentiments, and I agree. I still like Megan Thee Stallion. I wasn't one of the barbs that switched because she collaborated with Cardi. But I started, because I am a Nicki Minaj fan, not just the style of Doja. One thing that is important to me is typically, hear me out, I know this is going to seem controversial, but typically, girls like Megan Thee Stallion, who just rap, have to work so hard, whereas usually, like in white pop world, they can kind of be mediocre and have industry pushes. Megan Thee Stallion is working hard, but Doja Cat is a different example. She's working harder. She's working really hard. Her team is really challenging her, and that is why I'm like, you know what? If this was like some Olivia Rodrigo mess, or some, you know, or Katy Perry back in the day, or some Billie Eilish, I'd be like, no. Let's make sure we give Megan the shine. But it's like Doja is working really, really hard. Her work ethic is not the typical work ethic of like Dua Lipa, you know.
And I think this is the thing, and this is not even to take away from hip hop, but I would even go as far as to say this is why I think even putting Doja Cat in hip hop is limiting her. She's bigger than that. She should be competing with the Dua Lipas. She should be amongst the Katy Perrys and Lady Gagas of the way, the Arianas. She's big like Pink. And like Doja Cat is like mainstream pop. Like she's bigger than just a sector of music. You know what I mean? And I think that, you know, she should be pushed more that way. And I think what happens is they try to put her into this hip hop category because, and it's no shade, these girls are easier to quote unquote beat because they're not as creative in just the kind of, you know what I mean? Like not to take away from anybody doing hip hop and things like that, but it's just like, it's easier to put a Doja Cat next to them and be like, damn, she just blew Meg out the water. Well, girl, like that's not her. Like yeah, she's above that a little bit. Like, I, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Her artistry is further than that.
No, I agree. I think the last thing I want to say on that is, and I want to say for the longest time, because I agree with everything you're saying. You know, when we talk about the queen of rap, just like, who is the queen? Who's next up? Who's the current queen? What one thing that, you know, Nicki didn't establish it, but like she is of my generation, is about being the best at what you do and having the best product on the market when you have, you know, when Nicki was the best. And I will say, I hear all the respect and love that you have for Megan Thee Stallion, but I think if you really respected her, you wouldn't ask that her competition be placed in a separate category. Nicki would never ask if there was a when Nicki hit the scene, if there was a pop girl who decided I'm going to rap, Nicki would never ask for that girl back then to be considered different than her. Nicki's like, I'm going to wash you because I'm good at what I do. So if you really believe in Megan Thee Stallion, then let her go up against this girl in the same category and beat her. That's gonna push.
Well, they're all beating her. Everybody, Cardi and Meg are both clearing Doja Cat.
Well, the Doja Cat hasn't released like a big full album yet. But exactly though. But see, and that's what I mean. She is still competing against her, so let her compete in the same field. Especially if she's not beating them, then she shouldn't be a threat. But I think she's a bit of a threat. But I do want to move on to Meg.
Okay.
Megan Thee Stallion, I love the sound of Megan's voice coming through speakers. Her flow, as repetitive as it can be, it's still powerful, but the tone and just the subject matter is always the same. This particular song, her performance in the video was great. This isn't a critique against her, but more the direction. It felt like she was a supporting player in her own music video. Not because her presence wasn't out of this world, but I think just the way that they did it with having that politician guy, it's like they brought us into the song with this video, and then all of a sudden the verses just like flew out, like the hook, and I was like, well, hold on, I can't keep up. I don't know where I am in the song. It's a standard Megan Thee Stallion performance, but my one thing I just want from her, and actually it's not from her, I want it from Jay-Z. Rock Nation, all of the experience that man has, all the talent that he has seen come through his doors, he should be more focused on growing her. And I feel like he's throwing money at problems and throwing money and getting her in front of magazines. But I was like, why do I feel like she hops into the studio, does a song, and then they just market it? It's like, where is that person who's coming in and saying, hey, this was a great first take on your verse, but now we're going to slow it down here. Now we're going to switch it up here. And I feel like we have to put that responsibility on Jay-Z because of everything that he has done, you know, and you know, for artists. And I mean, when you think of Jay-Z and Roc Nation, no shade, you think of Beyonce. So I think I'm looking for that type of artistry. Everyone wants to brag that every label right now wants to have the pissing match of who has the best female rapper out right now. And I feel like you could tell RCA is putting every bit of their time and energy into their artist with Doja. And I feel like Jay-Z is just giving money to her, to Megan, but he's not growing her. But as far as a Hot Girl Summer song, this is the song. It's not sticking with me yet, but it will be the song so far of the summer. So I'll give that to Meg. And then finally, on to Nicki Minaj. This song, it's a dancehall song.
But wait, hold on. Meg switched her verse like four times, her flow like four times in this record.
I think for me what it is, it's like I just want a little bit more of a switch. I think when a flow switches, I almost need the music to kind of switch too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes she makes a lot, but that's not her though. You know, that's her producer. Sometimes she'll make a lot of switches, but the tone stayed the same. Like when Nicki will switch a flow, especially back in the day, the whole song went in a completely different direction. But that is her and her team working cohesively together. But you see what I mean though? It's like Megan is in here doing her damn thing on the mic, and then the producers are like, let's call it a day and let's
okay,
money
that's a wrap.
It.
Like yeah, okay, I see what you're saying. You feel like they should do a deep dive into it. Like let's make it, let's go farther. You want a little bit more in depth artistry and creativity because you see the visual. Like I can see what you're saying. Like as far as the money, because the money and the branding is there. Like Megan Thee Stallion is literally the up next. Like if we talk about up next, she is the up next right now. You know what I mean? She's happening. Like she is that. It's like the budgets and all of that is there. But I see what you're saying where you're like, all right, girl, don't just like, let's go a little bit deeper. Let's challenge ourselves a little bit more. I see what you're saying.
Especially because she has been getting more chances, other female rapper. And what I mean by that is 100K off a debut and all that hype in the first week, that's not good. But no one in the industry was calling her, besides like haters and the barbs, no one was calling her a flop. That would have been a flop back in the day. I mean, that would have been considered a flop, but the industry is on her side. And I think that's why I'm not upset with her. I'm like, Jay-Z, you have way too much clout for you to just be calling it a day. Jay-Z should be ashamed that he's being lazy with this artist. She could be monumental. She could be monumental. She has the power. She has the stamina.
I see what you're saying.
For it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what I mean? And it's just like he's not doing it. Now, on to Nicki. This song, I like the song. The verse is it's a standard Nicki Minaj verse for a song like this. I don't think that Nicki is completely uninspired. She's lost a little bit of it. I will agree. This record came at the worst time for it to come. It's not going to move the needle back anyways because we're kind of used to Nicki Minaj going up and down. But this is not a good follow-up to, like, Seeing Green and the re-release of Beat Me Up, Scotty. But I want to remind you, I mean, she just was on a whole lot of choppas, like, the other day, and it was, like, an amazing verse. We can't sit here and act like if, you know, everyone calls the Queen, like, a flop, and that was her last project. We can't pretend like it's Good Form or Chung.
I don't think that Queen
made,
was a flop. I think Queen was a classic, good album. I like a lot of songs on Queen.
Okay. Yeah, me too. Okay. I kind of want to see where you're at with that. Me too. But yeah, and that wasn't too long ago. And if Chung Lee and Good Form dropped like right now and we never got them then, those songs would be the songs of the night right now. Like, you know, so she still got it. But I got to say, you know, this was not a Nicki Minaj. This was not a Nicki Minaj night. But I'm gonna wait for the. I'm waiting for the single to drop, and I'm waiting for the single to drop with a video. And then I'm really going to kind of sink my teeth in, and you know, be back up here and like really discuss things. But yeah, it wasn't a standout for Nicki tonight. I hope you're right with that
because unfortunately, I'm just at a point with Nicki Minaj where I wish I could be like. Excited for a single or waiting for
excited.
A single, but
super, super
I just feel like after she pulled that last stunt with the release and the rollout of Beam Me Up, Scotty, I'm not letting her trick me again. I don't feel like Nicki Minaj has the wherewithal and the creative zeal in her to really go ahead and do what it takes to survive and really be that girl in music for today. And the only reason why I feel that way is because two things. I don't feel like she's listening to she'll take advice from her team and a creative director, like from a creative way. And I definitely don't think she'll do anything that remotely has to make her look like she is following behind a Cardi B. You see how Megan Thee Stallion did that WAP rollout with Cardi B? And ever since Megan Thee Stallion has had a single rollout, she has taken that idea of going to YouTube first and then doing that, getting all those thousands of people on that live and then streaming us straight to the video because that counts towards Billboard. I feel like Nicki Minaj needs to do those type of rollouts. I don't see her doing that because it's going to look like she's following behind Cardi B. And I think that her pride and her ego is much bigger than her want to be, you know, on the top of the Billboard charts or be, you know, streaming, have a number one hit. I just feel like she thinks that, you know what, I'll just go live or do a sloppy live on IG Live, blame some people for it not going right, and then I'll tweet about why my songs are falling off the charts and make excuses for it. Like, that's where I'm at. I don't want to be at that place for her, but I just don't see the creativity inside of her. I just don't feel it, and I don't feel like she's willing to listen to any to the creatives around her. I just don't think that she's willing to do it.
Well, I think you are. I have not agreed with you in the past, and I have not liked your energy in the past. I have to say that, but I think tonight, I think a lot of those criticisms are fair. I think I personally love the re-release, and I love those three songs. I did. I'm not even joking.
I love the re-release too, but I think the re-release would have done better in 2020 in a pandemic. It would have been appreciated more. For me.
Yeah, yeah. She keeps being kind of one step behind the beat. And I think like when the single comes, we'll know then. And I think after this night, this big night in music for female rap, I think it's fair that she should expect there should be pressure on that single because, you know, she did on this song what you would do with this type of song, but she chose to hop on it. It's Nicki's job to know when these things are going to be released. She shouldn't hop on a song that is not going to make waves knowing that these girls are at her back door, you know, like releasing these songs, But she's been through a lot. I'll always rep the queen. I'll always love her. But the people in the comments hate me. I've been on forever. Thank you so much, Ramon.
Okay, thank you. Have a good night. All right. Okay, let's take a couple more. Okay, so let me get this one. 6421. You're live on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
Hey, Armand. I wanted to say hi. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for asking. Okay, so I had to write down everything that was happening today because I wanted to talk about it. I'm going to try not to be as long-winded.
First,
you're absolutely right. Cardi ate tonight. I didn't care for Migos' song. I actually listened to the album. I was actually listening to Academic's Twitch stream, listening to the album. The album ain't it. Migos need to just kind of retire at this point. I think they lost their flair. They let too many people steal their shine, take their sound, so it's kind of whatever. But Cardi definitely ate tonight. And one thing I love about Cardi might not be like the best rapper in terms of her pen game, but she, like the other caller says, she has that confidence and she has that vibe that can get you into the energy of the song. And I mean, to be honest, at this point, Cardi's proven that she's here to stay. As much as people love to hate Cardi, Cardi is proven that she's here to stay. Now, in terms of Dream Doll, I don't think it was bad, but Dream Doll, I mean, I'm happy she's improving. I don't think she'll ever be a top girl or, like, next up. But Dream Doll, she did what she needed to do. The problem is that I don't think she has her own sound.
No.
She's trying to sound like Little Kim.
Little Kim, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, Dream, like, find your own sound because I can tell you working on your pen game, like the lyrics is there. You just need to have your own sound, and she needs a better marketing team. Because really right now, all we know her as is the girl who used to be on Bad Girls Club, and now she's basically Eric and Tay's friend, and she usually be around Ari's team. That's
period.
Really, I mean, we really don't know much about Dream. So she needs a better team altogether, and then she needs to work on her sound. Nicki, I'm a Barb. But I hate to say this, but what you've been saying about Nicki these past few weeks, months, it's true. I don't know what's going on with Nicki. I'm not sure if she's just uninspired. I feel like she's kind of like, after all that drama, what happened with Cardi and all the labels trying to come after her and trying to cancel her, I feel like she's kind of like, F it now with the music industry in general. But I feel like she knows how much her fans love her. And so
this is the thing with Nicki Minaj. I'm going to tell you what it is. This is the thing in my mind. It's just, this is why Beyonce will continue to be that girl and excel, even if she doesn't put out music. It's because Beyonce is a true artist, and she will always stay. Even Jay-Z, these are people that are seemingly, right, Beyonce and Jay-Z, they don't appear to be on social media at all. However, whenever they drop a song or a feature, they know everything that's going on in pop culture, and they're just immediately up on trend or ahead of the curve. Mm-hmm. Nicki Minaj is still stuck in 5-10 years ago. Like, she is not keeping up and creatively. Creatively,
you
though.
You got to remember where she came up in, right? She came up in basically the underground scene. She came up in the scene where there was really no girls who was popping, and the only other girl that we knew about was Lil' Kim, really. So she had to
I'm not talking musically, though. Yes, but here's the thing, though. Because musically, Nicki Minaj knows, like she's on Polo G. She knows every person that's hot. So she knows who records are. That's one thing that Nicki Minaj does know, what records and who to do features for. What I'm saying, though, when it comes to her own stuff, she does not have a creative direction. And that is what is missing. Not the talent, not the ability. That's there.
Oh, yeah.
But now we got to add to it. And there's a piece, there's a creative piece that takes work, effort, and strategy that I just don't feel like she's willing to do.
I agree. And I just feel like. And I don't even know, because I feel like during the 2010s, she had that creativity. So I just really, I can't even say she's not capable of doing it. I just don't know really what's connecting. Like I said, I personally think it's bigger people behind it. Like it's somebody holding her back, and she's just kind of like, I'm over it, whatever. But I love my fans, and I know I'm still the queen. I know that I still have my legacy, and I'm solidified. So at this point, I'm just releasing music for my fans. And if it pops, it pops. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But I'm here to let y'all know that real rap hasn't died just yet. So that's how I feel what Nicki's doing right now. So I can't really hate her too much, because it's like she's had her legacy. Kind of like Beyonce right now. Beyonce ain't focused on number one no more. Her legacy is solidified. She don't got to worry about that no more. She's focused on making music for her fans.
Well, Nicki doesn't feel that way, because she was still making justifications about TikTok and this and that and dancing. So she's definitely watching and counting.
She don't need to do that. And to be honest, I'm a
But she didn't need to say anything either if you didn't care.
Yeah. I don't know. I just I'm trying to stick hope for Nicki. I'm one of those bars where, like...
This is her Lil' Kim era, so we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens when the album time comes. But right now, I'm feeling like Nicki Minaj is in her Lil' Kim era.
All right, then. Well, I will say that the song that she released today, it wasn't it. Polo G's part was okay, but I guess I was expecting more tonight from Nicki, and I didn't get that. Now, in terms of Meg and Doja, Meg killed it tonight. She gave us the song of the summer, hands down. She gave what needed to be done. And one thing I love about Meg is that she was given lyrics to let y'all know that she's here to stay. And she was also switching up her flow. I don't know what the other caller was talking about where she wasn't switching up her flow. She definitely was switching up her flow. I feel like people are confusing it with range. Now, granted, does she have a limited range? Yes. But she was definitely switching up her flow. I feel like a lot of people who aren't really fans of Meg are like super hard Doja fans, and they want that Doja type of switch up. And we need to remember that every rapper has their own sound for a reason. They have their trademark for a reason. That is Meg's sound. That Tina Snow sound is her trademark. Y'all got to stop trying to compare rappers. It's not, I don't know why people do that. Now with Doja, to be honest, her flow switch up, it gives creativity, but to me, it starts to become too much, to a point where it's like, all right, girl, this is too much in one song. And
that
I don't
song
know,
was too long.
It was too long, and to be honest with you, at first, when I first heard the beat, I was in it, but then when she got to her verse, it's just too much
I checked
on.
Out. Yes,
too much
me too.
On. Too much sound going on. It's too much going on. But I'll be honest, I don't think she can rap that well. Like, lyrically, she's not the best rapper. She's a better rapper than she is a singer. But lyrically, she just be saying some, like, you really listen to her, and she really don't be saying anything. Like, she just knows how to make it sound good.
All right, let me wrap you up, Carla. We got a lot of people on here. Two calls.
But
one more.
I just wanted to say this, too, about the other caller. The other caller saying about Megan Thee Stallion, I feel like with Doja Cat, she definitely benefits from colorism. In terms of her categorization and going into hip-hop. They don't put her in pop because they know that when it comes to pop, Ariana Grande, Dua Lipa, Billie Eilish, you're all going to blow her out the water sales-wise. I don't Kiss Me More only peaked at number 5, and that was because of her Billboard Music Award performance. Kiss Me More didn't even do what it was supposed to do. So she's not pop-wise, she's not competing with them numbers-wise. So they're doing it, they're giving her over to hip-hop. And two, because she's black. At the end of the day, she's black. So
yeah, all right.
That kind of, but she's not a rapper, and she's not R&B either. She's pop.
Thank you, boo.
Have a good
bye. Have a great night. I love you. All right. Justin M. says, Megan really popped her stuff on this track. This is definitely Tina Snow. She even responded to Nikki's, if she's hot, come convince me, by saying she's the ish per the Recording Academy. Oh, she did say that. See, we're going to do a lyrical breakdown maybe tomorrow. I might do a video and say, listen, that might be the next tea. I might have to go through those lyrics again and say, did she respond to Nicki Minaj? All right. Right now, we're just doing our first initial tea. Okay, who else do we got? We got more callers that super chatted. 6670, you are live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Armand? Can you hear me?
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing all right, man. How you doing?
Good.
Good, good. I just wanted to first start this conversation off by saying let's normalize listening to music because we actually like the music and the artists. I think a lot of the conversations that were initiated tonight were based off the fact that people wanted to compare these women. And, I mean, granted, it's kind of one of those things that's unavoidable, but I think people need to really pay attention to why they choose to listen to these women. For me, I think the women did an okay job tonight. To be honest with you, that Dream Doll girl, I didn't listen to her song at all, if I'm being honest. It just didn't really... It wasn't something that I noticed that she was even dropping tonight until I saw people talking about it, and I was like, oh, maybe I'll go back and listen to that a little later or whatever. So I didn't really get a chance to catch that. I thought Meg did a phenomenal job. I thought she sounded good. I felt like the song kind of had some Don't Stop elements in there. Really, really good job. I thought the verses were good. The hook in the chorus was kind of repetitive. But I think she did a good job. I really like how she looked on that YouTube live before she premiered the video. She looked really good. So she did a good job there. Hats off to her. I do think the song would have hit a lot better if she would have had a longer hiatus, though. I will say that. I don't feel like
I could agree with that, too. I think she could have been gone longer. I think she could have definitely took a longer hiatus.
Yeah, she could have took a longer hiatus, and I think that would have gave people a little bit more time to really miss her and to anticipate what she was going to drop. The anticipation was there because she is one of the main girls that we talk about, so that was kind of already a given, but it really would have hit a little bit harder if she would have waited maybe another month or so. But I think she did her thing. I think she's out here grinding. Hats off to her. Really, really good job. Doja Cat, I agree. I think the song was a little too long. I didn't like, I don't know if it was just me, but I was hearing a lot of breaths in the song, and it just kind of didn't hit right for me. I don't know if it was the way the song was structured or what, but it was cute. It was all right. I didn't really, out of all the songs that I listened to tonight, it was the one that was least hip hop. That's kind of what everybody's been saying. I have to agree with that. It wasn't really, you know, too hip hoppy for me, and I'm more so hip hop focused. So, I mean, but it's Doja. You know, I've come to expect that with her. Cardi B, I think Cardi B made that type-ish song 1,000 times better. I'm pretty sure that's the main reason why people listen to the song anyways, to see what Cardi was going to give. And we got to remember, you know, she is working on some major music right now, so I wasn't expecting too much with this feature. So I'll definitely... definitely wait for when she drops her her main song. But I thought the song was good. It wasn't phenomenal. It didn't wow me, but it wasn't a bad song. Cardi definitely made the song a lot better. Had she not been on it, I don't think it really would have hit at all.
I wouldn't have listened to it at all. There,
yeah, you know, I don't think many people would have. And I kind of expected her to do a song with Migos. I mean, Offset is her husband. It's to be expected. Whether you want to listen to it or not, whether you here for that type of pairing up, or not, I when they announced the album, when we knew the album was coming, I was like, oh, Cardi's going to be on that because it's you know, the Migos is her family. So I wasn't really too surprised. I thought she did a good job. I thought she gave what needed to be gave. I liked her delivery. I think Cardi is becoming a better rapper, and I think that's what attracts me to her the most. I think that's what attracts me to her the most is that there's room to grow. A lot of rappers get to a certain point in their career to where they feel like they don't have to prove anything. And my thing is, if you want to stay around, if you want to stay on top, you do have to constantly reinvent yourself. You can't walk around acting like it's something that doesn't matter to you anymore. And if it's not, then that's fine. You know what I mean? But you can't also claim that you're running things if you're not willing to evolve. Because the world is going to continue to spin, you know, with or without you. So you got to keep that in mind. So I think Cardi and Meg definitely definitely gave what needed to be gave tonight. As far as Nicki's song, I only listened to bits and pieces of it, to be honest. I'm not the biggest Nicki Minaj fan. What I did listen to, I wasn't that impressed. I know callers were kind of saying, you know, she doesn't feel like she has to do X, Y, and Z. I mean, and that's fine. Maybe she doesn't. And she doesn't have to give it up like any of the other girls, but you're going to have to do something. You know what I mean? If that's the case, you got to make sure you stand out in this game. You can't sit back and say, you know, well, I don't have to do this because I've done this already, or I already know that, you know, what I've done, people are going to just be able to lay back on that and coast for the rest of your career. It's not a good look. Once you start to consistently produce result or excuses over hits, I'm kind of giving you the side eye. There's an excuse for everything. You know what I mean? And I get it. You know what I mean? She, in my opinion, has peaked, and she can still have a great career. She can still have a great career, but what she needs to realize is if X, Y, and Z and TikTok is not the focus, then don't give it any attention. Because I feel like a lot of the times when she delivers her music, there's always a, oh, this is not that, this is not this. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what platform it goes viral on. If people are going to listen to it, they're going to listen to it. It doesn't have to be marketed in a particular way for people to get into your music if they're still here for it. So it's kind of
too many disclaimers
kind of
and excuses.
Yeah, you know, and it's kind of as far as the songs go tonight, it's kind of a slanted comparison because some girls only did features that was only for like 30 seconds. Other girls had full-blown out songs that gave you a little bit more to work with, a little bit more to compare and go off of. So,
the competition was single for single, Doja Cat, Megan Thee Stallion, and then it was feature for feature, Polo G, Nicki Minaj, Cardi B, and Migos. And Cardi
That's
B
true.
Clearly bodied Cardi B 8, period.
Yeah,
and I'm going
yeah.
with and I'm
Absolutely.
Going with and I'm going with and I'm going with Megan Thee Stallion. I'm going with Megan Thee Stallion for the single, and I'm going with Cardi B for the feature. Period.
I agree 1,000%. I agree 1,000%. And I can't wait to see what the rest of these ladies got for the rest of the year. I hope they keep us.
All right, you're talking
fed.
Too much now. Bye. Thanks
All
for
right.
calling in. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Okay. Armand, Megan, Catrice says, Armand, Megan said you are supporting her or are you supporting her or are you supporting her or attacking me? Which was what the Barbs do, attack others and call that supporting Nicki. All right. Karen Hampton said, Beyonce, Jay-Z, et cetera, sound the same. You never pick on them. She ain't never in her Little Kim era. Stop it. Okay. Let me see. Black Queen Herbalist says, it's hard to see what this era would look like for the queen, being that there are a lot of women artists in her genre, and not a lot was. But Nicki's legacy will forever be solidified in the culture. Absolutely, I agree. All right, 3179. And we're going to wrap up here. Let's see. 3179, you're live on the air.
Hello, tasting.
Hey,
tasting.
What's going on?
Hey, so first of all, I want to say I love your show.
Thank
you. You're sickening. I watch you every time you go on live. And I'm going to make it snappy because your callers was a little chatty tonight. my first comment, you know, hot girl in the building, Megan, shut it down, period. I don't know why everybody keeps saying that she needs to sound different. I thought that being an artist was being herself. So if this is who Megan is and if this is what she wants to present, I feel like this is fair. You feel me? Has she given us trash as this person? I don't really think so. I feel like she's been authentic to herself the whole time. And I feel like that should be honored because that's what's winning the Grammys. Her sounding like Doja Cat and the rest of these girls is not getting her the Grammys. Her sounding like Tina Snow, Suga, and all her other aliases is what's getting her the Grammys. So, did it. You know, I want Megan to sound like whatever she want to sound like today because that's what's winning. As far as Nicki goes, I really love Nicki, but we just not seeing eye to eye because I feel like she's doing the complete opposite of what the sound is. Like,
and what the people want.
Exactly. People want to hear one thing, but then it's like when Nicki dropped, we thinking that we're about to get, like, Megan Title, some thought is, and it'd be like left field. Like, what is this? It's not bad. Like, it's a cute yacht song, you know, sound like you're about to go on vacation or something cute. But it's like, are people going to play these, like, every day? No, the Barbs are, but, like, that's it.
Yeah.
The Barbs are going to play it because as they should, but it's like charts. If she keeps saying that, you know, to be a queen of rap, you got to make records, you got to sell plaques. I want to see her make some plaques with these girls. Like, I want to see Nicki, like, eating, but she not competing really. Like, she's like competing but like to the side. It's like, hey y'all, I'm here, I'm gonna throw my chips down, but it's like, it's not,
but then when it don't go the way that it should go, it's, well, this is not TikTok, I've been blackballed, I had very little playlisting, I didn't have this, I didn't have that.
Exactly.
Well, girl, it's like, well, go get it,
do it.
You're signed to a major label, go get it.
Literally, like, go do it. Megan sat on live for 15 minutes. You can give us 15 minutes, Nicki. Come on. You can get in full glam and give us 15 minutes on YouTube Live. Drop the video in your kiddie pool. But you're going to have the stats of everybody tuned in to see you on live. Like, she not playing the game enough, and it's just really making me not even want to be bothered with her because play the game. Cardi B playing. Doja Cat, I didn't even listen to Doja Cat's whole song, to be quite honest. I heard, like you said, I was with the beat, but then she started... No, cut. I don't even want to hear it. I couldn't even, like, get with it. And I'm a Doja Cat. I listen to Doja Cat. I like Doja Cat. I liked her last album. By the way, First Caller, that was her album. And she had an album before that. So let's not play the... She didn't really drop yet. Doja Cat dropped. But she let Megan sweep her. That's her fault. She did drop
because
an album.
Because Doja Cat started becoming the loose lady of the night. That's what messed Doja Cat up when she was doing the nigga stuff. That's when Megan Thee Stallion swooped in because everything was slated for Doja Cat. Let's be very clear, because that year she was performing at every award show. Everything was slated for Doja Cat to be up next. Doja Cat messed herself up when she was on that Tiny Chat.
Yeah, Tiny Chat ruined it for her because she had the black people on her side, but black people looking at her like, girl, we don't really get down with this. We don't know what this is. We don't know what 4chan. I know what 4chan is. Like, I'm 21. Like, duh, I grew up on the internet too, but I'm not a loose lady of the night, but I know what these platforms are. So I was like, okay, I know the kind of girl you are. But the rest of her community who she was able to bamboozle, they weren't feeling it. So half of the black people have fallen off, and they all Team Megan now. Like, they all have put their chips on Megan. They're not checking for Doja. So Doja, everybody's saying that she deserves to go head-to-head with all the rap girls. No. She need to go head-to-head with Billie Eilish. Go over there.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You need to go over there with Ariana and
Billie
Eilish
Lizzo.
And the rest of them.
Doja Cat and Lizzo, y'all battle. Doja Cat is very much in the Lizzo category.
Yeah, like, she's one of the singer girls. What did
Lizzo,
you do on that song tonight?
Like, yeah, Doja Cat, I feel like Doja Cat goes along with that Lizzo, Lil Nas X, that area.
Yes, like, she is a mixed lady, a black girl, but she's not a Megan, a Nicki, or none of these girls that's rapping, a Mulatto. She's none of those girls. She's a girl who can rap, but she's not a rapper. When Megan submits stuff to the Grammys, hip-hop, R&B, you don't know what Doja Cat is going to categorize her next single, because I guarantee you if she would have just dropped this as a single, like, without dropping her whole album track list, it would have said pop.
Mm-hmm.
So they need
right,
to judge her as such.
We got to wrap it up. We almost going on to our hour. Thank you so much for calling in, boo.
Yes,
I love you for listening.
Bye.
All right. If you guys haven't done so, make sure you guys subscribe to the channel right now. We will probably do a video on this tomorrow. We're probably going to ride it all weekend long. Angela Marie, thank you for the $19.99. She says Polo G could have had a better beat to the Nicki song. Nicki fans, please don't start crying. Megan Cardi, 8, and this is the Cardi I love. Well, she said what she said. Cardi B continues to do her thing. Let's read this next Super Chat. So I will read your comments, Super Chat comments. I will read those next.